Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alice and Brooke with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Member for South Brisbane Amy McMahon has made a statement today calling on the Deputy Premier to listen to the East Brisbane community and stop developments to the suburb ahead of the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. Thousands have signed the petition to save Raymond Park and scrap the $2.7 billion Gabba rebuild. Mrs. McMahon says, quote, "The community is going to keep fighting, keep campaigning, keep reaching out to everyday people in places like Greenslopes and Moorooka and New Farm until we save our school, save our park and redirect nearly $3 billion to healthcare and housing instead of a single sports stadium."
Indigenous children and teenagers are taking their lives at a rate 3 times higher than non-Indigenous youth. Data shows, with a staunch of the Aboriginal health sector calling attention to alarming suicide rates in Indigenous communities. Dr. Mark Wenetong, previous Aboriginal public health medical officer, shed light on the prevalence of mental health problems in First Nations communities as everything from mild issues right to suicidality or psychosis. Dr. Wenetong stated, "We do have a very high suicide rates in our community, particularly exaggerated in younger people. We're talking very young, 10 years old, in places like the Kimberley. Some part of it, in his opinion, was a fallout of colonisation, resulting in fragmented identity and a lack of meaningful connection to modern-day ideals and expectations. But what was more concerning to him were the inadequacies in the health system when it came to following up after an attempt of suicide."
In national news, the federal opposition said it will attempt to reverse the promised $40 per week increase to JobSeeker and instead proposes to raise the eligibility cutoff. The government announced the increase to the fortnightly unemployment payment would take place from September 20th. Shadow Social Services Minister Michael Sukkar said the measure would save the budget $2.9 million over the next 4 years. The government has stated it would not support the opposition's proposal and claims it would add 50,000 people to the criteria.
18-year-old Kai Allen will climb into the cockpit of a V8 supercar for one of the biggest and most iconic races in Australia, the Bathurst 1000. Before he was even old enough to get his road licence, Kai Allen was beating professional drivers on the Super 3 Series car racing circuit. He made the move from kart to cars when he was just 14, racing XLs and the Toyota 86 Series at Townsville after turning 15, and has since excelled from there. But in the space of just a decade, the country kid is being likened to Jamie Wincup by motorsport legends, including Steve Owen, who said he had talent, maturity and an exceptional work ethic.
In international news, a bomb went off in northeast Bajur region in Pakistan, killing 40 people, injuring almost 200. A political gathering of the conservative Jamia Ulia Islam Fazil Party was organised to assist in mobilising support for the upcoming elections in Pakistan. The blast tore through the supporters. Maulana Ziaqullah, the local party chief, was among the dead. Mr. Rashid, regional chief of the party, said the attack was an attempt to remove the party from the field before parliamentary elections in November. Bujar borders Afghanistan, which is operated by the Islamic State group, although no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. In a recent statement, the former stronghold of the Pakistani Taliban condemned the bombing and claimed it was aimed at pitting Islamists against each other.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org to read more. Bye!